presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to a brand new series of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, coming to you from the Theatre Royal in Brighton. We're here as part of the Brighton Festival, the country's premier festival of the arts, whose reputation for staging pioneering and original entertainment of the very highest quality has been built up painstakingly over many years. What a shame to blow it all with one... Speaking personally, I'm delighted to be here. Having spent a very pleasant afternoon looking at antiques, I'm in the perfect mood to settle back and listen to some. Let me introduce them to you now. They are on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And please give a warm welcome to a young woman who can't wait to do a bit of scoring, the delightful Samantha. Incidentally, Samantha tells me she's off after the show to meet a nice gentleman for an Italian meal. She's looking forward to some spaghetti, perhaps a little ravioli, and no doubt a large portion of gnocchi. Now, our first round is entitled Celebrity Answer Phones, and this has nothing to do with answer phones that happen to be celebrities in their own right. It means, teams, that I'd like you to suggest some messages that celebrities might leave on their telephone answering machines. For example, for Tim here, it might be, "Hello, this is Tim Brooke Taylor. I'm not here at the moment, but whatever it is, I'll do it."
Oh. You bitch.
Okay, have you got... Right. Barry, will you start us off, please?
Well, they are celebrities now. Anglican vicars who deny the existence of God have a standard answer machine now that says, "I don't believe I'm in."
A historical one for you. "Hello, this is Dr. Jekyll here. I'm not in at the moment." "Hi, dear, I'm in." "If you come round, I'll give you one. If you don't mind, most faithfully, just waiting and..." "Oh, after the beep."
Yeah. Graham.
Yes, there's one here. "Hello, Peter Tatchell is out." "If you'd like to be out too, please leave your name and diocese."
"Captain Oates. Hello, I've gone out. I may be some time, so don't bother to leave a message."
"Beep."
"Hello, Bertrand Russell here. I'm not here at the moment, and yet perhaps I am in a very real sense. I could be..." "Page of a book before you've turned it over. Is it printed? Is it blank? So I may well be here, but why are we here? Particularly when we're not." "Meep."
"Hello. John Major is in at the moment, but only by the skin of his teeth." If you'd like to leave a message, please speak after the moan." "Hello, this is Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the first telephone. If you have invented another telephone..."
We're going to play now a rather complicated game called One Song to the Tune of Another, which may need some explanation. In it, teams, we take a song or tune and remove the lyrics or words from the tune or song. And then, and this explains why we call it One Song to the Tune of Another, we take the lyrics or words away from another tune or song and get you to sing the words with the tune from the first song without the lyrics but with the music. And if this were not challenge enough, teams, accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell at the piano. Incidentally, we've just heard some great news. I'm very pleased to announce that the BBC have arranged a special collection of Colin's entire work. They bagged it up and the council are sending some men round for it on Tuesday. Right, Tim, I'd like you to sing the words of My Old Man's a Dustman to the tune of Morning Has Broken.
My old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears corblimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big hobnail boots. He's got such a job to pull him up that he calls them Daisy Roots.
Okay, your turn, Barry. I'd like you to sing the words of The Sun Has Got His Hat On to the tune of Scarborough Fair.
The sun has got his hat on, hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on, and he's coming out today. Now we'll all be happy, hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on, he's coming out today. He's been tanning tourists out in Timbuktu. Now he's coming back to do the same to you. Jump into your sunbath, hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on, and he's coming out today.
Right, it's you now, Willie. Would you sing the words of Old MacDonald Had a Farm to the tune of New York, New York?
Yes, but not well. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E. I-O, and on this farm he had some chicks, E-I-O, with a chick, chick here and a chick, chick there, here a chick, chick there, a chick everywhere. Here you go.
And finally, what a lovely word that is, finally. Graham, would you sing the words of Space Oddity to the tune of English Country Garden?
Ground control to Major Tom, ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Control to Major Tom, commencing countdowns, engines on, check ignition, and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom.
Well, now it's time to play a brand new game called Name That Barcode. Anyone who regularly visits our modern supermarkets will know the barcode as an ingenious device for identifying the individual price of a product. The item is picked up by the cashier, who simply runs it past an electronic reader three or four times before holding it up and calling out, "How much is this?" At which point, the price appears as if by magic in no more than 10 or 15 minutes. Now, teams, I've taken the liberty of bringing along some of my favourite barcodes, and I'd like you please to identify them. And here's the first one. Thick black, thin white, thin black, thick white. Thick black, thin white, thick black, thick white, thick black, thin white, and thick black. Okay, who's going to identify that?
I know this one. I'm not sure how. It's Lilettes with Wings. I think. Just one of those things you remember as you see it.
Well, you remembered it wrong.
Oh.
Sour cream.
why does Sainsbury's put a sell-by date on sour cream?
Do they come in ones or threes, these?
What? No, none of you have got anywhere near it.
Cotton buds.
No.
I use them nasally.
No, it's an oven-ready badger, £2.99. Well, let's try another one. We'll try another one. Thick white, thin black, thick white, thin black, thick white, thin black, thick white, thick white, thick white, and thin black.
This is a cheat. This is a special offer, isn't it?
No, I think you've got it. It was thick white, thick white, thick white. Three thick whites at the end.
Well, thick white, thick white, thin white. Rolling Stones.
Now, I'm going to give Tim a mark for that, because he got nearest, it wasn't very near, in suggesting that it was a special offer. It's the Colin Sell Piano Tutor. Remaindered. It's now time for another thoroughly enjoyable game called Cheddar Gorge, which is just one of many traditional pastimes taking their title from English place names. For example, there's Chipping Norton, which involves making stone sculptures in the shape of motorcycles. Then we have Tower Bridge, a card game for exceptionally tall players. And I understand there are still certain isolated rural communities in Lancashire that like to play Upper Ramsbottom. Anyway, as the game Cheddar Gorge so obviously implies, teams, I'd like you each to utter a single word in turn. The object of the game is to avoid completing a sentence. To complicate matters further, however, I'd like you each to include a word of my choosing, and these are, for you, Tim, defenestrated. Graham, briefs.
Briefs.
Barry,
Yes?
Got that, Barry?
Yes. By installments.
Barry, existentialist.
Oh, right.
And Willie, Pong. Now, teams, when you hear this...
Like.
When you hear this, teams, it either means someone's playing under the 1972 rules, or I've decided the sentence is complete. Right, Tim, will you start, please?
I
was
in
a...
very
existentialist
condition when I
saw
coming towards me
a
pong. So I
immediately
ran
away
from
the
pong. Pausing shortly
to
pong. With a
small
pong.
It's a medley of pongs.
I like this game. I must be scoring an enormous number.
This is a pong for Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
Full stop.
Don't look at me.
Just ended the sentence. Our next round is entitled Builder's Jargon. In it, I'll be asking the teams to provide some examples of words or phrases used habitually by builders, together with what they actually mean. And just to get themselves in the mood, the teams have each drunk 2 gallons of sweet milky tea, eaten a packet of chocolate hobnobs each, lowered their jeans to reveal the mandatory 1¼ inches of cleavage, and laid around all day doing nothing except listen to Radio 1. Right, Willie, will you start us off, please?
Oh, we do electrics means no, we don't.
Graham.
Pebble dash means throw a stone through the window and run off.
Don't use the phone for the moment. We're working on that wall means we've knackered the cable.
I'll be round first thing in the morning. I'll be round tomorrow afternoon, just when you decided not to stay in any longer.
Oh, we do plumbing. No, we don't.
That door won't stick when the wood's dried out means that door won't open when the wood's dried out.
You know what they say about dust? It's lucky.
Oh, we do tiling.
No, that is level. You're leaning.
You won't know we're here means we won't be here.
Right. Well, with the score mounting apace, it's time for the next round, which is called Sound Charades. This round is based on the popular parlour game in which each team takes it in turn to act out the title of a book, film, play or TV programme for the other team to guess. But, as Chubby Checker would say, there's a twist. How did Chubby Checker get in here?
His name was based on Fats Domino. Did you know that? Fats, Chubby, Domino, Checkers.
Interesting. To return to the rules of this game...
What ever happened to Podgy Chess, I wonder?
Now, in this version of charades, the teams are permitted the use of their mouths in a process technically known as speaking. OK, Tim and Willie, now you're to start, and your title will now be displayed via the megabyte magic of the satellite-linked digitally remastered laser display board, so generously funded by the Brighton Festival. Well, for listeners... For listeners at home, our high-tech Thorpe transmitter will secretly implant the title directly into your heads so that it sounds to you as if it's coming out of the wireless.
My night with Reg. My night with Reg.
Right, off you go, Tim and Willie, with your charade.
It's a play, four words.
I saw you leaving with him last evening. What was his name, then?
Do you know, I can't remember. Maudlin. Prentice. Presley.
Varney. It wasn't Varney, was it?
It might have been Varney. What was Elton John called before he was...
Oh, yes, Dwight.
And that was Eisenhower.
Oh.
Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, good. Right.
Do you want to... Yeah, it's my night with Elton.
Yes.
We don't want to hear about that.
Right, I suppose it's your turn, Barry and Graham, and your title's now going up on the laser display, and here again is the thought transmitter for listeners at home.
Rob Roy. Rob Roy.
Book and a film.
Book and a film.
Book and a film.
Two words.
What are they?
You'll find out shortly.
Yeah. Are you there, Lord Jenkins?
That is true.
Right. Put your hands up. Hand over your wallet.
You rogue, you rascal.
This is a stick-up. Let's have your money and be sharp about it. Blimey, is that all? I don't call that very liberal.
You rotter.
The end.
They wanted to say Wob Woy, didn't they? Oh!
Well, that was fun. Our next round is another new one and has been sent in by Mr. R.F. Preston of Leeds, which he assures me has helped alleviate the tedium of wet camping holidays in Scotland with his wife and thought it might do the same for this programme. He writes, it's called Knights of the Round Table and is based on words starting with the syllable sir, and that's spelled S-I-R-S-U-R or C-E-R. For example, the knight who was prone to running amok, circumstances beyond our control. 1 point to me, Samantha. Or the intriguing knight, surrounded in mystery. Okay, teams, any other...
Would it be possible as an alternative we could all go on a wet camping holiday in Scotland with his wife?
I booked mine halfway through that last game. Any other suggestions? Teams?
Yes, indeed. I can give you one. The Knight of Rupture, Sir Jekyll Appliance.
And the Knight who likes a pint, Sir Osis of the Liver.
C
Mon on the Mount. That's a night to remember.
Surrealist, the knight with a melted clock for a face.
Musical one, Sir Ree with a fringe on top.
And the rather unpleasant knight, Sir Lee Bastard.
On the other hand, a knight of bliss, Serendipity.
Sir Plus, he was the 12th knight.
The grasping knight, Sir Vice not included.
The hoax. Electrical knight, Sir Kit Breaker.
The hopes of all the old maids in the court are insurmountable. Some have their eyes on surprise package.
This is a clever one. Oh. Sir Peter Hall. Night at the Opera.
And galloping up is racing Sir Tinty. Oh dear, he's fallen off his horse. Now he's dead, Sir Tinty.
Any more?
No.
Well, after that totally unexpected burst of brilliance, Samantha's been working so hard she's worn my pencil out. But I lent it to her. Our next round is a musical round called Chaz and Dave, in tribute to that fine Cockney songster duo, Flanagan and Allen. Chaz and Dave have over many years become as integral a part of our culture as cockles and mussels, bangers and mash, rhubarb and custard, and kaolin and morphine. In this round, teams, I'd like you to sing a well-known song, but in the style of Chaz and Dave. You'll be accompanied, as it were, by Colin Sell, whom I've been informed doesn't know the meaning of the word disharmony. He also seems to struggle with the words stop, that, dreadful, and racket. Right, you're to start, please, Tim and Willie, and your song is the delightful Beatles ballad, Yesterday.
Yesterday, tell me about your troubles.
All my troubles, since you're far away. Look at that.
Now it looks as though they're here to stay.
Blimey.
Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly.
Well, I am suddenly.
I'm not half the man I used to be.
There's
a shadow hanging over me.
Who is that?
Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Wallop.
Why, she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say.
Rabbit.
I said something wrong.
Rabbit.
Yesterday. Today. That was such an easy game to play.
Wallop, Gertrude.
Now I need a place to hide away.
Gertrude.
I believe in yesterday.
Yesterday. Wallop, rabbit, Gertrude.
Very good. Your turn now, Barry and Graham, and your song is the charming I Feel Pretty from West Side Story.
I feel pretty, and witty, and bright. Ain't a pity any girl who isn't me tonight. Lovely knockers and a girl, what about the charming? I'm so charming, it's a numbing, a charming, I feel. It's so pretty. Then I can hardly believe I'm real. Jelly deal. See the pretty girl in the mirror there. Cork. Looking at a trendy boobie. Oi. Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile. Such a pretty me, pretty boy. I was nutting. And he trots in. Feel that running and does it for joy. Shake a leg, what up? My pretty, wonderful boy.
Pretty boy.
Gotcha.
Right, well, that's almost all we've got time for, although there's just long enough, I think, for a quick round of Doctor's Songbook. Teams, I'd like you to please suggest some titles or first lines of songs likely to be popular with the medical profession. And Tim, I'd like you to start.
Knees up, Mother Brown.
Right, well, that's the end of our...
To do that one, was always thought was Doctor Who's Brown Girl in the Ring, which has show me emotion.
Barry.
Unchained Melody by Urethra Franklin.
I'm too sexy for my truss. Lipstick on your colon. A deeply unpleasant sensation, singing in the brain.
Hit the Prozac and don't you come back no more.
Suppositories a jolly good fellow.
Nursum Dorma.
Cold finger.
You're in the money.
Yes, sir, that's my baby.
Rectum, said Fred.
Hernia rose, I bring you.
I want some diagnosis for a blue lady.
Testy's song at twilight.
Oh, I do like to be beside the bedside.
Doctor, no.
They can't take that away from me.
As I... notice the eternal flame of hope has just been put out by the fire officer of destiny. With the sand bucket of fate. It must be the end of the programme. So from the team, Samantha and myself, and the theatre all in Brighton, goodbye.
Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith. Thank you.